You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison first warned of a threat to Australia's sovereignty in June.
Australian organisations are currently being targeted by a sophisticated state-based cyber actor. This activity is targeting Australian organisations across a range of sectors, including all levels of government, industry, political organisations, education, health, essential service providers, and operators of other critical infrastructure.
While the government has not named the country involved, security experts have suggested China. Defence Minister Linda Reynolds is warning the alarming new normal of persistent cyber attacks on Australia is blurring the difference between peace and war.
We're now facing an environment where cyber-enabled activities have the potential to drive disinformation and also directly support interference in our economy, interference in our political system, and also in what we see as critical infrastructure. So this type of activity really does blur what we previously understood to be peace and war.
Matt Warren is from RMIT's Cybersecurity Research and Innovation Centre.
OECD, describe the impact of cybercrime on developed countries as being 1% of their GDP. What you're now seeing is that cyber crime and scams are now being undertaken at levels that we've not seen before, and they've, really become an industry by themselves.
The National Cybersecurity Centre says in the 12 months to June, it responded to more than 2,200 cybersecurity incidents. It has received almost 60,000 reports for the year. That's one every 10 minutes. There were two notable spikes, one in October last year in the form of a widespread malware called Emotet. The other in April is described as COVID-19 themed, with malicious emails the most common incident. Stephen Burmester is IBM's Asia-Pacific lead in its incident response and intelligence services.
Being used as a theme to effectively prey on the anxiety and the hype around that from many different angles, and used ultimately as an enticement and as a lure for citizens and for businesses as a method to get their attention and ultimately create that first infiltration.
While it's difficult to know the true cost of cybercrime, estimates place it as high as $29 billion a year to the national economy. The government also wants to bring in a requirement for critical infrastructure providers to report serious incidents, not ruling out introducing a mandatory system. The threat has prompted a $1.6 billion cyber strategy, including bolstering the secretive Australian Signals Directorate, which this week said was in a near impossible game fighting crime and espionage. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.